February 15th, your spiritual workshop for February. Building blocks to boldness. Feeling timid? Afraid you won't measure up to the job you're being asked to do? Shy about correcting a wrong that you know should be righted? Here's a tonic to take before starting this month's workshop. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1 verse 9. Since man first cowered before the dark unknown, God has understood our timidity. That's why He Himself goes with us. He wants us to be bold for Him, to overcome evil, to live our lives to full fruition, to fulfill His plan in the world. Keeping that in mind, try these four steps to boldness. Approach each one by asking, is it right with God? If so, all the power of heaven and earth is with you. The Apostle Paul, while a prisoner aboard a ship sailing for Rome, was caught in a storm. Soon Paul, a landlubber, was boldly given the captain advice, for Paul knew God's will, and his words rang with such conviction that captain and crew obeyed him unquestioningly, and all hands were saved. We can attain this same conviction by first seeking God's will in all that we wish to accomplish. So ask Him in prayer if your goal is right. If you sense affirmation, then take the next step. Be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. This great truth, so well expressed by author Basil King, has powered many people to success. The idea is to commit yourself by biting off more than you think you can chew, rather than letting fear of failure stop you from trying at all. Those mighty forces, they are the deep-down powers we all possess. Energy, skill, sound judgment, creativity, even physical strength and endurance in far greater measure than we realize. Boldness creates a state of emergency to which these powers respond. Promise you'll finish the job next Wednesday, and your pride, competitive instinct, and sense of obligation will see that you do. Once committed, though, make sure you don't look over your shoulder. If you do, as baseball's great Satchel Paige said, you may see something gaining on you. That something could be the fears you overcame at the start. Hesitation and second thoughts can bog you down, so keep up your momentum. Instead of stopping for doubts, make the leap of faith. Often we back away from opportunities because we're afraid we'll make a mistake or get hurt. In Jesus' parable of the talents, the servant who buried his employer's money was criticized for failing to put it to use. The servant's alibi sums up too many people's attitude toward life. I was afraid to risk it. Don't duck the spotlight. Many people shrink from responsibility because they don't want to be noticed. This is false timidity. The next time you hear a call for volunteers or see someone who needs assistance or spot a wrong that needs righting, remember Edmund Burke's words, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. True boldness should not be confused with pride, effrontery, or aggressiveness. Rather, one should strive for the boldness expressed by a wisp of a woman who, in comforting dying men on the battlefield, expanded man's concept of nursing, and by a humble, raw-boned boy of the prairie who led his country through its deepest crisis, and by a doctor whose reverence for life brought compassion to those least likely to know it. Florence Nightingale, Abraham Lincoln, Albert Schweitzer, theirs was the boldness for which we were born, the boldness that shouts, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.